I know that in seeing all the wonderful things that I saw this weekend, getting a chance to go out and visit with friends yesterday, and there are cookouts, wonderful time, people at the pool, people are enjoying the three-day weekend, the time off. And I love Labor Day because, folks, I think you've earned it. I know that the people I know, most of the people I work with, they work hard. And when it comes time to take that day and just think about all the good things God has done for us and how people have simply applied their talents and their energies, I like celebrating Labor Day. One thing about it, though, I'm always curious, and I was doing a little bit of history search on Labor Day and how it started out. Actually, it was in May, and then they changed it over to September, the celebration of it back in the late 1800s. I also learned about the labor unions and how instrumental they were in this country and the formation. Today, a lot of times, we kind of look over the significance of some of our holidays. And then also, I ask myself, well, what does God's word have to say about labor? And back in the Old Testament, the book of Ecclesiastes, whatever you find to do with your hands, do it with all your might. Whatever job that God lays upon your heart, do it with all of your might. Put yourself into it. And also, I'm going to tie in the book of St. Matthew in the 22nd chapter and the 37th verse. Jesus said unto them, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is likened unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law of all the prophets. God is interested in how you do your work. And I think it is such a privilege. I think it is such a wonderful opportunity when God lays something upon us and we just get with it and do it. There's something that I've noticed about people who are hard workers. I was very fortunate to come from a family of, my father was a roofer for 30 some years. My mom was worked in the, after the kids left, and she would have worked anywhere after we left, because it was, it'd be, she said, any job I take is going to be easier than this one I've had. And she worked up at the school. She was the cafeteria lady. Many times I would sneak by at lunchtime. Just so happened when I was working in the area to go by there around lunchtime to the back door. Yeah, we got a little sandwich here we can sneak out for you. If you work for Fairfax County School System, you didn't hear that. Because I never got charged. But I've always been so moved by people who simply worked. And when God gave them something and put something on their hearts, they did it. And I believe more than any way to describe them would simply to say that they were passionate about their work. Why does it, or how do you develop within your heart of hearts this passion about what God has laid upon your heart to do? I'm not talking about big things. You may be called of God to go off in a missionary somewhere, to build churches, to start your own gospel group. Most of the guys in my group thinking about that. They don't like the boss. So, but mainly what I'm talking about is just the way that you go about your day-to-day life and how you deal with others. First thing I've learned about people who, when they've been given something to do, they just jump right on, is because they have a passion. They have a passion about what God has ordained. I believe that they see life as an adventure. When I'm talking about, and now I've got even more golfers, because you're going to hear more golf illustrations here on a Sunday morning. I've been very fortunate to have an opportunity. People would give me tickets to go watch the pros play at such and such and all like this. And it was so odd one day. I had the tickets way back when to go over congressional. And I went that morning, but that afternoon I came back and I went and played. It's because I enjoy playing more than I do watching. I want to be in it. I want to be a part of it. I want to participate in life. Benjamin Franklin had a wonderful little statement. And he said that the Constitution only guarantees American people the right to pursue happiness. I know a lot of people that think their rights, they ought to just get the happiness. But Benjamin Franklin said, no, it gives you the right to pursue. And he stated at the end, he says, you have to catch it yourself. If Noreen was here today, so many times I've heard her say, well, I'm just making my own fun. No matter what situation, no matter what's going on, I'm just making my own fun. I believe people that are passionate, people who apply themselves diligently to what God has laid upon their hearts, I believe that they have a desire to live life fully. They want to be a part of it. Secondly, I think that you got to believe. You got to believe in what you are doing. My father, when he retired, he to work on the roofs, he went out and he started in on the garden. And he believed in gardening. I would go up there so many times in the past, we'd bring the fruit of labors and all like that that God had blessed. I know the one year when I went over to the garden and we got out and I started to look down these rows he had of tomatoes. And I said, how many tomato plants did you plant? He said, I planted 130 for the two of them. I asked that foolish question, why did you plant so many? Because I had them. He grew all his tomato plants from seed. And just so happened, all them seeds come up that year, and he went over and put it all in the garden. Trying times for my mother. But I love the way that he was passionate and believed in what he was doing. I got a buddy, Don Hackinson, writes Civil War books. And I keep, every time I finish talking to him, I think that he has lived through the Civil War himself because he is so passionate and believes in what he is doing. On Thursday night, you're going to hear a group here, Mark Trammell Quartet, and they believe in Southern gospel music, and they will sing it and hopefully bless your heart. I believe in music. I believe in singing. I believe in sharing from the heart the good things that God has given us. I think you got to be willing to participate. I think you got to believe. And also think you got to be grateful. If God lays something upon your heart, He gives you something to do with your hands. And what we're talking about in this thing about doing with the hands, it's pretty much everything you do in your life. Whether He places it upon your heart to call somebody, to share with somebody, to be there for them, to kind of build them up. When the questions come, if you need to be there just to listen, that is still doing something with all your heart, with your hands, because it's something that He's encouraged you to do. Then I think you got to be grateful. You got to be thankful. I heard this week Cal Ripken, and he was on the he's on the radio station. We're talking about, what was it, 10 years ago? How many years ago? 15 years ago? 20, 10 years ago when he did that, broke that record, right? Help me, 15 years ago? I don't know.
10.
Thank you, Charles. I knew you knew that. It was a test, Charles. And he talked about how grateful he was to have that opportunity. And they had not planned for him all the festivities. It just so happened that when that game reached the inning where it was an official game, he had broken Lou Gehrig's record. He stood outside just to wave, and one of the fellas just gave him a big shove and pushed him. And what he did is he took a little lap around the stadium. And during that lap around the stadium, he said it was amazing. Stopped by and saw Elrod Hendricks there in the bullpen and gave him a big hug. It is amazing. It is amazing about people who've accomplished such things, but they are simply thankful to those around them who have been a part. Who've been a part. I love reading about this. Together, there were 9 physically handicapped people who conquered Mount Rainier. It is said that one of the mountain climbers had an artificial leg. Another was an epileptic. 2 were deaf and 5 were blind. It said that despite these handicaps, the 9 successfully negotiated the 14,000-foot climb up and back down again. When they were asked how they were able to perform this amazing feat, one of the blind members of the party simply stated, "We had a lot of help from each other on the trip." We had a lot of help from each other on the trip. I don't believe there's any way, if you read your Bible, that you can successfully navigate all the challenges that you find in your life without a lot of help from each other. Because I hate to tell you, I believe we're all handicapped in some way. I have things in my life. You have things in your life. You have challenges. Not knowing how you are going to deal with them, but thanks be unto God, He places those around me when I need them. In just a moment, we're going to serve communion. And actually, we've asked the ladies to do a song. And it's a song that Vicky's going to take credit for, but I actually picked it out. Isn't that true? Yes. We want to clarify that in the beginning. We want to clarify that. Because it is a song that speaks to my heart. There's a great, great minister years ago, Charles Spurgeon. They were having discussions about beliefs in Bible and Christ. And they asked him to defend his point. And he stopped and he said, defend? He said, would I defend a lion? Nope. Because a lion can take care of himself. He says, I feel the same way about Christ, about God. He says, I hope that my beliefs are so strong that I don't need to defend. I don't need to get in discussions. I don't need to get in arguments. I have never really talked anyone into anything much about God. I tell you what I have done. I have said, well, just come on and be a part of it. And see for yourself. You can sit here and talk till you're blue in the face. You're not going to make much of a difference because people got their mind set. We are set in our ways. I know I'm set in my ways. I got a whole lot of people telling me that. They do. But that's okay. But I tell you what, I've seen a lot of people who may be set in the ways, but they're walking those doors, and they start to feel the love of God, and they start to see people come up, shake their hands, and just down-to-earth folks having the same issues that you've got. And I've seen people that are changed by the love of God. Heavenly Father, in just a moment, we're going to partake of this small wafer representing the body, this small cup of juice representing the blood was shed for you. God, we ask now that you'll just simply bless it. We ask now that you'll just let us with open hearts, open minds, look to you for the healing, each one of us, that we need. We ask this in Jesus' precious name and all God's people.